then let's get it clean. I do not support Hitler or the Nazis. Thank you. Thank you.
I think it's important that it's out there.
100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Welcome to another episode of Two Bears One Cave. This is a very exciting day because we are celebrating Bertrand's birthday here today.
Are we really?
Yeah. Yeah.
50 years old, everybody.
50.
50. 50. Right, I can't believe I...
Now flex, though. All right. I'll show you what happens when a younger guy flexes.
Pa-pow. Yeah, you have a lot more definition. Your left arm is bigger than your right arm.
Well, something happened to my left arm a while ago.
But why is it bigger than their right arm?
I don't know. Is it bigger?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's bigger.
Your left arm is more muscular than your right arm.
I don't know. They're both
My left arm's still smaller by a half inch.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever get it back.
My fear...
Oh, it looks fucking great, though. I feel really great. Well, it's a little bit of a fucking... Is that I feel great, but I feel... My heart rate's the lowest it's ever been in my adult life.
Really?
My blood pressure's perfect.
Well, it's time to make that all go backwards, right? You ready to fucking...
Oddly enough, today is my dad's birthday.
It is?
Yeah, today.
Today is your actual dad's birthday.
It's my actual dad's birthday, but today in real life is my birthday. Leanne's got a big present for me.
She does?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's not a fucking 56 Corvette, is it?
No, it's not.
I got you a fucking awesome... So we talked about this on other podcasts, and if you missed it, we were doing this escalating thing where we were just... spending more money, and it became unrelatable, especially to all the fucking poor people that watch. So we decided...
It was really fun to share with other podcasters.
Yeah.
Like when you do a podcast and you would... And it was like a guy you'd known for a while. And then, you know, like sometimes there's like a pecking order in comedy where like guys have been shitty to you for a long time.
Yeah.
And they've been bigger than you. And then one day you're bigger than them. Yeah. I wish I could say the real name. I'll say it, but edit it out.
Okay.
And like they just popped at a younger age, and then for whatever reason everyone has a stall and it goes back. Yeah. And I've been there, but to hear them go like they've been shitty to me when I was nobody.
Yeah.
And then they're like, so you and Tom do like birthday presents? And I was like, yeah, I bought him a race car last year. And they're like, huh? And then to watch it in their eyes, it was the most irresponsible thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
And it but it was worth every cent for three people.
Yeah.
To look in three people's eyes. Yeah. Three cut comics that treated me like shit when I was nobody.
Yeah.
For them to go, how much money are you guys making? And I go, oh, I don't, not that much.
Yeah.
Just.
I know. You know what's really funny is to hear those guys talk about, like, they're so removed from what it is to sell a lot of tickets that they will make assumptions about what a lot of tickets is and what that generates. And then you get to go like, oh, like you're not in this universe. Like you don't participate in this world at all.
I'm going to be cunty. I understand this is cunty. Okay.
No, but listen, let's be so clear about this. These people deserve it. They're fucking cunts. They're cunt comics that got a little bit of juice before they deserved it. And here's the real thing. They never backed it up. They didn't have the actual substance to back it up. That's why their career went.
I was with a comic yesterday who asked me, we were talking about stand up. We were just catching up and it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. I'm doing big things in Cleveland. And I was like, oh, really? He was like, yeah, man, you should hit me up and then you're there. Like, we do a podcast and I got event space. He's like, where do you play when you're in Cleveland? I said, the Rocket Mortgage Center. And he goes, huh? I said, the place where the Cavs play. He goes, that's where you do stand up. And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, okay. And then he just walked away.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then, by the way, this guy's been a cunt to me.
Yeah.
And it was a great moment where I wasn't trying to be a dick. I was just telling him that in 2023, I'll be at the Rocket Mortgage Center again, my second time playing there. And for the Tops Off World Tour, I met, and by the way, but it's funny because you're right. But this is what's important about this. And you don't understand this. And is that Tom and I didn't have the flair that a lot of comics had coming into this business. We didn't. And there are comics listening to this that go, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, I'll tell you right now, Steve Fury, one of my good friends, I always tour with him.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what I'm talking about because there are dudes that pop in this business for whatever reason.
So many.
And they just pop. They do good stuff on stage. They're young. They're tall. They're whatever it is.
And they get latched onto by the press, like the comedy press.
They become darlings.
The managers, yeah. And they're always like, oh, this is the guy. This is the guy.
And when it happens young. And it happened one time. It happened to me and Tom at the same time. I don't want to get too into details, but it was at Montreal. We were sitting at the bar together, and one of these comics, a young comic who had a lot of heat, came in, sat in between us, didn't know we were together, and started explaining to us what a special was. And by Tom and I think I was like a 15-year comic at the time. It's not insulting because you understand what's happening, but there are times when you're their age and it happens to them when it is really insulting and you're like, so you don't really think anything of me. And then that's the only feeling you get is like, it's nice when you realize that what the disconnect is.
Yeah.
And that this person that held this in such high regard, the fact that they were above you, then now has to go, oh shit. It's kind of I don't know. It sounds cunty when I say it, but it's true. It's like Tom and I didn't have flair when we got into this business. We're just two fat white guys.
Not at all. Nothing. All those guys were, you know, some of them were nice, kind of.
We should say the names of nice people so people know that we're not talking about
them. But by the way, my favorite thing is like when people go like, where do you play in Cleveland? You got to go like, it's the mortgage. I don't know. Where the Cavs play? And that do it like that. And then they'll be like, oh.
The fucking, it was so funny because the look on his face. Edit this out. It was. He goes, where were you?
That.
He goes, where were you? Where do you play in Pittsburgh? I said, PBH Paints Arena. And he goes, huh? I said, he goes, where the Penguins play? I said, yeah. He goes, well, if you ever looking to do smaller shows? Sorry. I just had to change it to Cleveland because I didn't want to call out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go back. There are but by the way, for the record, there are dudes, we're just calling out like five cunts. They're five cunts. And by the way, you guys all shit on them online anyway. Like, they're not on our podcasts. If they're on our podcast, it's not them, okay?
So wait, let's, you want to say, you said you want to talk about some of the nice ones.
Some of the nice ones. They're like guys that got heat.
That were nice.
That were awesome.
Hannibal was always cool.
Hannibal popped.
So
Hannibal
early.
Popped real like way before, and Hannibal opened for me and popped and was, and he never treated you below. Like I remember doing what I just said that one guy did to me. I did to Hannibal one time because I was like, hey, where do you play when you're in Madison? And he was like, I don't know the name of it. And I went, Comedy on State. And he was like, no. And I was like, no, I think it's Comedy on State. And he was like, no. And he was like, I was like, Comedy on State. And he goes, no, it's a place next to it. And I was like, next to it? And then it's a fucking 3,500 seat theater.
You're putting together, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and then I put it together, and Hannibal was cool about it.
Yeah.
Like, I was cool to that person, but Hannibal was never, like, he was always a legit. And then I remember that night, me and him sat in his tour bus, and he walked me through how the business should work. Like, man, you got to get a tour bus, Bert. It's really fun. You get all your team here. So Hannibal's never those people. There's so many people that weren't those people. Like, Rogan was never that person.
No.
Rogan would be honest with you and be like, what are you making in Edmonton? And you tell him, and he'd go, oh, you need more money. And you'd be like, really? And he's like, yeah, you should ask for more money. What kind of merch you bring? Like, those are the cool comics.
People don't even remember this, but, because I started working with him in, like, 07.
Yeah, you're the reason I know him.
We did clubs.
Yeah.
He just did clubs.
Oh, let's also point this out. And obviously, we're about to see Joe. So, but, like, Joe also was doing stand-up way longer than us when we were doing venues that he was doing.
Yeah.
Like I remember Ari pointed this out to me. He goes, I remember when Joe was struggling to sell out place, the Wilbur.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like now that, but that's, it's because in all honesty, Joe shared his audience with us.
Yeah.
I mean, he did things that people didn't do. The whole shit you hear between Joe and other comics that he had beef with, that's the people that we run into now. That's the same energy. That shit stills around.
Yeah.
But there are really solid dude comics that you're like Birbiglia. I love fucking Birbiglia. Yeah. Like he
popped too.
And he Birbiglia popped hard as fuck.
Yeah.
But Birbiglia still to this day, like he was doing he's got a big show off Broadway right now. The Old Man in the Pool. Mm-hmm. And he was in LA. He did, I think, like, I want to say like 5 weeks of sold out shows. And hit me up. He's like, hey, man, I'd love to see my show. Give me, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, there's awesome fucking dudes. And then there's the handful of fucking cunts.
Yeah.
I'll say a name again, but you got to edit it out. But make it so my lips can read it.
Yeah.
The worst is inside the female world.
Yeah.
Because the female comic cunts.
Yeah.
Or cunt.
Yeah.
Says to the lower comics is fucking mean girl shit.
Who?
She says things. I overheard her say to a woman one time, I'm so glad you started to wear clothes that fit your body on stage. And I went,
oh. To another comic?
To another comic. Jeez. And I was like, what the fuck? I remember going like, oh. That's like,
you're like, I don't even wear clothes.
Yeah. Cut to Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald, I come off stage one time shirtless, and he's just going like this. Shirtless. The whole time. Shirtless. Didn't listen to one joke. Shirtless. He didn't even put it back on. Shirtless. He took his shirt off. He said he doesn't even know who he's talking to. He took his shirt off.
Yeah.
Go back to this is that this whole podcast has started off shitty. This is what we used to do on podcasts, is just fucking dog dudes. We'd say names though. Oh, I want to say names so bad.
Do it. It's your birthday.
No. God damn it. No, because because even doing this, there's people like, I'll get a text from and be like, am I one of the guys you're talking about? No. Edit his name out, by the way. He's going to be a guest mayor in a couple weeks. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I fucking miss you. I wish you lived in LA still.
Yeah, it'd be fun if we got to hang out more. It'd be fun to go to the store.
Yeah, the store's been pretty crazy. It's a lot of people there that I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy how quickly you can get. Like,
it's a total shift, right?
3 years ago, I knew every single person.
Yeah.
And then now there's a lot of young comics, fucking bangers too.
That's good.
But yeah, I mean, it stinks a little bit because you're like, well, fuck, am I? And then you turn 50 and you're like, am I getting
50? You're fucking 50.
I know, but there's a lot of old 50 fuckers older than me.
No, yeah, I know.
I know. That's what
I'm just saying. You're 50 years old.
When they start dying, that's what I'm going to be fucking scared.
When, like, the 50 year olds die?
When they're fucking 56. Like Mark Maron's 50. And by the way, he isn't one of the cunts. Mark Maron is like, 56. How old's Mark Maron? I think he's like, see, those guys were my older. Bobby Kelly is 54. Dane is 52.
He's 59.
Dane's 59.
No, Mark Maron.
Mark Maron's 59. Yes. See, I see that, and it makes me excited. Give me old people. Patton Oswalt's 53. Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
Did you see, by the way, that Offset died?
I did.
I didn't think any was going to come to work. Like,
no, it's not Offset. It's not Offset.
Yeah, it's Offset.
It's Offset.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain it's not.
Who do you think it is?
One of the other ones. It was Takeoff.
Sorry.
Takeoff was shot and killed.
Terrible. In Houston. And I didn't realize, by the way, because they have been like a hot group for a minute. I didn't realize he's only 28.
Dude.
And this is at a bowling alley.
Playing dice makes me so, it makes me so fucking angry that it makes me angry for his family, for his, for the people that love him, like his mom and his father,
yeah,
who didn't get to see the, I mean, they got to see him do amazing things, but that, like, that's what bums me out as a parent. Cause he's so young. He's 10 years older than Georgia. Like,
that is so young. I did not know that. I don't know. I think I assumed because, like I said, they've been hot for a minute.
Yeah.
That I just assumed it was like somebody at least in their 30s. You know, I didn't know. I mean, God, that means that
shooting
they,
dice, dude. They how really stupid popped is off that?
When he was like fucking 20 or something, you know?
Oh, they popped off. So I could probably tell you exactly when they popped off because I remember talking shit about them on Desus and Nero.
You did?
Yeah. And I've been waiting for that sucker punch to show up.
Why did you talk shit about them?
I
don't know because
I didn't think they were going to be as big as they are. I was like, oh, fucking fight all three Migos.
Oh, my God.
I know. And by the way, and then we're in Serbia doing the movie, and Jimmy Tatro's like, he's like, hey, man, he's playing songs in my apartment, my house. And I go, what is that? And he goes, Migos. And he starts making fun of me. And I go, that's really good. And he goes, yeah, you're going to like the Migos. And I went, no, I don't like Migos. He goes, I hate to break your heart. You're going to really like Migos. And then he gets play other music, and then he go back to Migos. And I was like, who the fuck's that? And he's like, I told you. And so I feel like a fucking cunt.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It happens. You're fucking 50 years old, man. So, listen.
28. It's 28. It's bullshit. Because can I tell you, I think about this a lot. My dad, 13 years ago, randomly got the CT scan.
Yeah.
The full scan that checks your blockage. And they found like 90% blockage, 98% blockage in his widowmaker, and they went in and put a stent.
Yeah.
And so when I went in and got all my carotid arteries checked and did the full blood panel and top to bottom, I was really anxious about it. My dad said, buddy, if I hadn't done this 13 years ago, I'd be dead already. And I had an eclipse of thinking of like, of all the shit he's seen in 13 years. This is not super cheery, what I'm about to say, but all I can see when I see Takeoff passed away is all the stuff that I've seen from 28 to 50 that he doesn't get to see. It's going to make me cry.
Right.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
That, ooh. So stupid. Oh man. Why? I've seen so much. I didn't have the girls yet. I didn't do anything in this business. I've bought houses since then. I've fucking traveled the world, and that guy doesn't get to do it. And that, oh, why would I get emotional? Oh. Life is so fucking fragile.
I know.
And when you see someone as talented as this, get it literally snatched away. Get it snatched away. It's not fucking fair.
No, it's not.
It's not fair at all. That kid has so much to do in this life.
Something as stupid as a dice game, you know? Just being out.
And by the way, and I know that this isn't going to make sense to anybody, but the kid who shot him, his life's over now too.
Oh yeah.
Both of these fucking kids' lives are over. And it all started with that fucking dopamine rush of like, who wants to shoot dice?
Yeah.
And you know, they were like, let's just shoot fucking dice. God damn, I can't believe I'm crying over.
No, I get it, man.
I mean, it just stinks. Think about all the stuff, you know, you get to do.
I know if you get taken at 28, it's like your life is so everything's ahead of you.
He hadn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
I mean, and he'd accomplished so much.
Right.
Imagine how much more he could have accomplished. Imagine how many lives he could have changed. It's almost a fucking sin when you think of how many lives that kid could have changed. Because he's in a position where children that had maybe his upbringing or a childhood like his could look at him as a mentor or as a. It's just fucking not fair. Yeah. And I know that this is hypocritical because I make jokes and whatnot or whatever. But like, it just is fucking heartbreaking. I found out this morning getting coffee to go work out.
Yeah.
And we were talking about hip hop, and I was talking about Tobe Ngwikwe. I think I say his name. I'm sorry if I fucked his name up. But the girl getting coffee was from Houston. And she was, I was like, you follow hip hop? She's like, I do. And she was like, you talking about Takeoff? And I was like, no. And then she was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. And then she blamed him on Houston. She was like, fucking Houston. I was like,
Well, I mean, I wouldn't blame the city of Houston, but there are cities where shit just fucking.
Just fucking.
It sucks, man. It sucks. Maybe we should transition to something a little cheerier.
Yes. Natural disasters.
I was actually thinking your birthday gift.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll talk natural disasters.
So.
Because I think there's a few I could survive. Sorry if that's too abrupt a transition. I'm not going to be in this mood all day.
This is what I was
thinking. I'm having fun today.
So I was trying to set a limit on. So people know, we did, you know, jet ski or e-bike, jet ski, private charters, a fucking race car. And then we talked about how this is going to get. Out. This is out of control.
This is the look on that guy's face that we were talking about earlier when I said I bought you a race car. Ready? And you know the guy I'm talking about. Yeah, this is the.
So
if you guys can get that impression, put it in the comments.
I tell Bert this. I go, you know, I can. I go, I'm not gonna bow out of this thing. I go, but you know, we keep. Raising this and right away you go like let's not do it it gives me anxiety that I know I have
it's giving me massive anxiety because your birthday's in April
so
I know your birthday more better than I know Leanne's I think about your gifts for you more than I ever think for her
same so I decide I'm trying to set like I go we're gonna still spend money just like try to bring it down to earth. Well, I end up going black market on this gift, right?
When do I get it?
It's right here.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
So hold on. I end up having, I put a feeler out and I get like, you know, there might be a guy and then there's a guy who knows a guy and I have to get cash because they're like, you know, this type of thing doesn't have, like, you can't like use your credit card. So now I'm having to do like cash deliveries and cash withdrawals and like trying to get the amount of money that this person wants for this thing. And I know that you like history and I
do. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So hold on.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. If you're about to give me Nazi memorabilia.
No, just hold on.
I'm going to be so excited.
This is for real. I'm not kidding you. Go ahead, and I'll tell you the story once you take the top off.
Is it going to bite me?
No. Okay. That teacup set was at the Haus Wachenfeld on the Obersalzberg. And in 1936, Gertie Troost, whose husband was Hitler's architect, she was his interior designer. She had that teacup set at her apartment in Bad Reichenhall, and a man named Isaac Hahn was gifted it. He sold it to an unknown collector who later sold it to a man named Richard Michael Kolliker, who sold it once more to the unnamed party, and we acquired it. And there is basically a 99% probability that you're holding something that the Fuhrer drank from at his vacation home.
This is Hitler's cup?
That was Hitler's cup, yeah. Put it to your lips. Put it to your lips. Isn't that cool? Happy birthday.
This is the best birthday present ever. I'm supposed to destroy it.
No, you can get a lot of money for that. You can get a lot of money.
You did it in my hand. You're making me hold Nazi memorabilia. I thought it was going to be Winston Churchill's. I was so excited. The Fuhrer's.
It totally belonged to Hitler.
Dude.
Oh
my got him.
You realize he may have been just been like, we go get those gypsies. Like, here's a sip from it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's Hitler's teacup.
Dude. It was $22,000.
Are you fucking serious? I swear to God, yeah. Oh, we're going to get in so much trouble.
And to complete the set, I got you some Yeezys. It's going to be it's a full thing, man. You're set up now. Look at the bottom.
This is great.
Put your coffee in it.
I don't want to ruin it. I'm just gonna keep it right here and put the top back on it. Oh, I love this new angle of birthday gifts.
It's fun, right?
To give people stuff that they can't keep.
I knew you loved history, so I just figured, you know.
Oh, my God.
Man, that was fun.
Oh, my God. That is so fucking hilarious.
And there's so many fucking hoops to jump through for that shit.
When you said black market, oh, my God.
I mean, I had to go through a guy in Idaho who went to a guy in Washington.
Of course he's in Idaho. Yeah. Of course, where Ruby Ridge is.
Yeah. Yeah. He asked me if he offered some other shit that I was like,
ugh. You just paid for so many sawed-off shotguns in some compound in Idaho with it.
Cash. Yeah.
I can't wait to tell Ian. I can't wait to tell Ian. Oh. Oh, this is so much more fun. Yeah. This is so much more fun to give. Oh, I already know what I'm getting you. I already know what I'm. Oh, my God. This is so much more fucking fun.
You got to take care of that.
Yeah. I can't wait to show it to all my Jewish friends. Yeah, yeah. There's a gun to my house. I go,
like, I didn't know you were like that.
Oh, my God.
You're like, it's history.
Fucks my wife.
They never answer.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That is so funny. It's a great regift too.
It is. Okay.
I can't wait to get you a water. What?
I got you another gift.
What did you get me?
Okay. I need you to turn that way so you don't see me setting it up.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it on the table.
Okay.
But just don't.
All right. Turn around.
Okay.
So
this. This is...
I'm not going to like this.
Your second gift. Are you ready?
Yeah. You got a statue made out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like Han Solo if he got bloated in the freezing process. Oh, that is fucking great. Oh.
I tried to go for the image. It's kind of hard to read on camera, but it's the image from the current tour.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You said that the other day. You go, that's a great look.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, that's fucking awesome.
I asked myself, what are Bert's favorite things? I thought Nazi memorabilia
and himself.
And images of himself.
You know me so well. Yeah. You know me so well.
But I think it was a freak shop gallery that does like great sculptures and everything. He did this, and I think he did
a
great job.
Fucking awesome.
So
that is fucking,
I think it
awesome.
Should be added to the Bertcast.
Oh yeah, it'll fit in perfect with all the, I love my hair. Did he give me full head
he
of
gave
hair?
You a full fucking head.
I fucking love this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fucking beautiful. How do I fly home with that?
Just sit with it on your lap.
And with my Nazi teacup. Yeah. Do you want some coffee? Yeah, please use this teacup. Can you? Holy shit, what's it made out of?
I'm not sure.
This is fucking awesome. Oh, this is fucking awesome. God damn it, Tom. This is fucking pretty cool. I can look at it all day long. What's up, Bert? Oh, this is fucking great birthday. I want you to find out what Leanne got me.
There's no way it's this cool.
There's no way. Should we just leave this right here? But I can't see Tom.
Yeah, I can't see you.
There.
There you go.
How's that? That blocks all our shots. Like this?
Like this?
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
No, you're probably not worried.
I can't wait to get you your presents. Yeah. This is such a pivot.
It's a fun one,
right?
It's a fun pivot. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't fucking wait. This is going to be so fucking fun.
Pretty rad.
Oh, I can't wait to see how much trouble we get in.
By the way, I just want to say to, I forget his, because I know he goes by it's Freak Shop Gallery, his actual name, but dude, very impressive. I mean, he does really incredible. Christopher Genovese, really, really talented dude. I mean, look at the stuff he does. Super impressive.
Yeah. Made in Germany.
Yeah.
So he liked it.
Oh, he loved it. Yeah. You know that was his retreat. That's where that was. And she picked it. That's the thing. When she died.
Yeah, tell me the story again.
Okay. Gertie Troost was the wife of Hitler's favorite architect, and she was an interior designer.
Okay.
And she did a lot of his interior design and art. And she was the only person who was like not scared to talk shit to, like, disagree with him and like light him up. And he respected it because he respected her taste and her, like, her knowledge of art and design. So she was like the, you can pull it up. Gertie Troost, Gertie Troost. There you go. So yeah, she was married to, and then her husband died. So she was with, that's her right there. She
pointed like he heiled Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when she was on, she lived like super long, into her 90s. This teacup was at her home, and, a guy, Isaac Hahn, I guess it was gifted to him. And then he sold it, and it was sold again and again.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. It's
good old Gertie.
Good old Gertie. I mean, you know,
her husband's name was Wilhelm. I just read that. That's a cool, I love when you get different names or different things.
Yeah.
And I didn't know Pierre was Peter.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So much better than Peter.
Pierre. Yeah.
Pierre. Hey, Pierre. Yeah. And Wilhelm. Guillermo is William. Guillermo is fucking a badass way of saying William.
Yeah, there's also, like, what is it? In Jose is Joe.
Jose is fucking way better than Joe. Yeah. But do you think that's just because we know Joe? Like, we know Joe's.
Right.
And you're like, Joe's such a, like, look at old Joe there.
Yeah.
Alberto is just Alberto. What's Tom?
Tomas.
What are nicknames for Tomas?
Tommy.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's T-O-M-I.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Bert. What's Bert? That sounds
Bert? Bert. That sounds German.
German. Bert.
But you are of German ancestry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this whole thing really ties into
I can't show it to my dad. I can't wait to see Leanne's reaction. Yeah. I cannot wait to see Leanne's reaction.
It's the real deal.
I mean, there's no way she's letting it in our house.
You got to sneak it in.
We got the new podcast studio.
You know what
luckily.
You got to do, dude? You got to serve every guest with the cup. You got to have your own.
Hey, Moshe.
You want a cup of coffee? And then you just pour him a cup of coffee?
Dude, Moshe, I have not hung out with Moshe Kasher in a while.
Yeah.
I forgot how fucking funny he is.
He's hilarious.
He's funny top to bottom. In every instance,
he's quick
and on a text,
sharp
on hanging out on stage. He is the top to bottom, the funniest dude. I might say he might be the funniest comic to be in a room with.
Yeah, he's super, super.
He's
sharp.
So smart. He's sober.
Long time.
I wonder if
he was like a wild teen.
Yeah, like, was in gangs and stuff and
fighting, doing
Leanne
drugs.
Was calling. No. Where the fuck is this woman? I don't understand. I can't wait to show her my present.
Yeah. This is so cool. No one's going to get you anything like this.
No one's definitely getting me anything even remotely close to this.
Maybe lead with the statue. I don't know.
Oh, she just hung up on me.
Jesus.
I'm canceling her phone. Hey, thank you for my birthday present.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm not certain how I'm going to...
Listen, man.
Well, you know this is going to come out and people are going to be like... Because they did the thing... Someone just bought something to destroy it.
Yeah, but listen, dude. You got to keep that. I mean, yeah. It's...
Well, I got to buy now a replica one so I can destroy it on camera.
Right. That's
I'm gonna
fine.
Have to, there's gonna be a viewing party where they want me to destroy this.
Fine. Just do a little show for them. A little charade.
I mean, you know there's people that genuinely are not laughing right now. Like they're genuinely I'm gonna call one of my most Jewish friends.
Yeah.
And see what his reaction is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
I'm gonna It's Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, the ones here seem to be all right with it.
Nadav, are you cool with me having Hitler's cup?
I think this is one of the best gifts anyone could ever get.
Okay. All right. So this, my friend is Jewish. He's very proud Jewish, although he's only half. He would be upset if I told him that. I won't say his name, but I'm going to, let's just see if he laughs. If he laughs, then that's a litmus.
Okay.
Hey. I'm doing Two Bears, One Cave right now. I did not say your name, but I want to show you what Tom got me for my birthday, and I just want your simple reaction, okay? Okay, do you see that?
Yeah.
That is my birthday present.
Yeah.
It's Hitler's teacup.
Oh.
All right, I'm keeping it. Your reaction was what I was gonna. That was whether or not I destroyed it or kept it.
That's pretty good.
I'll bring it home tonight. I'll let you drink out of it.
That'd be great.
You were my litmus to see what your reaction was.
Proud of it. I'm not proud of your reaction. But it is unique.
Well, he also, if it's any, he also got me a statue of myself.
Very much like Hitler would do.
Oh shit.
All right, we fly home tomorrow. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Sounds good, man.
All right, bye.
You think Ari would weigh in on this?
Yeah.
He's flying.
Oh, he's flying. Let's call Moshe. Moshe will answer my FaceTime. I just hung out with him the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. He makes me laugh so fucking hard. Let's see what Moshe's reaction is.
I think he will not be like your friend.
You think? Okay. Wonderful answer my FaceTime. It's pretty aggressive.
It's super aggressive. Yeah.
And by the way, I don't think he has my new number. He'd be answering a stranger's FaceTime. But like, yeah, who's this? Oh, he was born Orthodox.
How about Ethan Klein?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good call. Listen to Nadav in there. He's just grumbling like it's a thunderstorm. No.
I wonder if he's even up.
He's up.
You think so?
Yeah. Ethan wakes up at the crack of fucking dawn.
Ethan doesn't wake up at the crack of dawn.
He's in the gym, probably. He had a pretty intense Halloween costume last night.
He did.
I mean,
that was unreal. Yeah. You see Diddy?
No.
Did you see Diddy?
Oh, he dressed up as Tyler the Creator or something?
No, Joker. But you see him almost fight that dude?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
It's on Twitter. Yeah.
Whoa. Diddy went in whiteface?
Yeah.
It's so crazy you can't see this, did he? Let me see.
It was unreal.
Whoa. That's Diddy?
That's Diddy. Go.
Shut the fuck up.
Go on Twitter, though. Look at him, like, almost fight this dude.
He almost fights a guy?
Yeah, an actor. An actor from Power. Yeah, it was fucking that dude right there. It was pretty great. Because that guy didn't know who it was.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And then Diddy wouldn't.
Yeah, you got to start it from the beginning.
Here,
you got to put headphones and stuff. Yeah. Hold on. Make sure it's at the very top. Yeah, that he was in character and you know, he was being fucking aggressive and
this
weird.
This is why I don't wear costumes.
Yeah. This right here is why. He's you got to, no. You got to get it without beeps, dude. Get no beeps.
Yeah.
Come on. Get it without beeps. Go to Twitter. That's on TMZ. You got to find the actual.
Hashtag Diddy. Tap it. Hashtag Diddy. I guarantee you it comes up.
Yeah, no one wants to hear beeps.
Well, maybe this is a bad idea. There you go. That's it.
That's the end when they make up. This.
There you go.
That might be it. Let's see.
Yeah. He's pussy. Yeah.
Right here.
You, nigga. Yeah, him. Just as I said. Yeah.
That's Diddy's laugh.
Yeah. You're a clown. What's up, baby? What's up, baby?
Watch him switch here.
He's playing. You don't like me? Then motherfucking get to it, nigga.
Switch back.
You don't like me, you motherfucking front. Get to it, bitch. Don't fucking play with me on Halloween. I'm out here with love, nigga. You wanna have love? It's what up then, nigga. What's up? Fucking come over here and I'll bust your shit.
Nah, hey, keep it
pimping. Fucking pussy, make sure you don't never talk to me like that, nigga. I'm love, nigga.
Keep it macking, man.
Did you follow all the emotions that went into that right there? Like, did you follow the full story?
That is so. That's like Donnie Darko.
That actor dude was like, you know, he sees. I kind of understand it too. It's like a guy.
I get his side way more than I get Puff's side,
right? Because you know, Puff is in like all this shit and is acting wild, acting like the Joker, and so that dude probably and sees cameras and shit and all these people around. He's like, yeah, you're a fucking pussy, because you know you feel kind of threatened and like you wonder, am I being mocked right now?
Yeah.
He starts calling him a pussy. Diddy stays in character for a minute, right? And he does like that Joker laugh, which by the way, he is like a fucking really convincing actor in this. Like, I think he really took over as that part. But then he like backs up. He's like, oh yeah. And then he switches into like being Puff. And he's like, you fuck with me, bitch. I'll fuck you up right now. And you see the guy's like, what? He's like, do you know who I am? And like, that's the part where you can see the guy's head go like, huh? Because you can't really tell it's Puff like for a minute. And then he's like, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
And then the guy kind of goes like, oh. And then the other guy goes over and he's like, yeah, you know, be cool. Let's not. And then Puff does this whole thing of like, I'm about love, man. Don't steal my Halloween energy right now. And the guy's like, all right.
He's
like,
I still don't know who the fuck this is.
Yeah. And then he's like, come to my after party. And the guy's like, dead ass. Yeah, I'll come to the after party. Because here's the thing that not everybody maybe who you know, sort of peripherally watches, you know, hip hop and stuff knows. Puff is the most dangerous guy still.
For real?
Fuck yes, dude.
For real?
Puff rolls 50 deep. He's got goons in every city. And in New York, that guy can get you fucking lit
for
up.
For real?
No doubt about it. Zero question. And if you talk to anybody, like people that I've talked to hip hop, they go, if you want like true definition of a gangster, it is still Puff.
Are you? I never thought he was a gangster at all.
1,000%
For real.
And that him being like, I'll fuck you up. I don't know if he personally will throw hands or whatever, but he has such support behind him. I mean, there's probably 40 guys there that are with him.
Yeah. Oh, literally. There's no way he's by himself.
No. And you can't see half the guys that are with him in this.
Wait,
shot.
Can you just go back to the this part right here?
Yeah, this is like...
This is when he starts scraping the gun, then he shifts, right?
Yeah. You're a clown! What's up, baby?
He's playing, baby? And then he switches.
Playing.
Right here.
What's up, you don't like me?
Right here.
You motherfucking get to it, nigga!
Right there.
You don't like me, you motherfucking front, get to it, bitch! Don't fucking play with me on Halloween. I'm out here with love, nigga. You wanna have love? It's what up then, nigga. What's up? Fucking come over here and I'll bust your shit.
Nah, hey, keep it
pimping. Fucking pussy, make sure you don't never talk to me like that, nigga. I'm love, nigga.
That right now, this is
that's a dual message.
So,
too.
So I gotta be honest.
I'll fuck you up. I'm all love, man.
But I identify more with the guy, the actor, who's really confused right now.
Of course, he's confused.
And I empathize with him going like it's kind of an unfair thing for Puffy to do.
Of course.
Do you know who I am? And the guy, what's crazy is I recognize Puffy's voice in that.
Yeah, that's what's happening to him too. It's happening to him too because Puff is actually doing such a good job as like, you know, playing around that the guy's going like, do you know who I am? He thinks he means I'm the Joker, you know, like, and then all of a sudden his voice shifts into the voice you recognize. And you're like, hold on, who is that? And he puts it together as this video goes along. But the funny thing is Jesus. Puff is more dangerous than the character, the Joker. Puff will have you killed.
Really?
1,000%.
I didn't know that.
Ask anybody like off camera who like legit works in hip hop about that. And they will all tell you the same thing.
Seriously. I don't know. Do I know anyone in hip hop?
I promise you, they'll tell you that.
I have one expert I could call.
No doubt. I'll bet you whatever you want to bet.
It's Ron.
Okay. I would love to hear his take. Let's hear Ron. Ron knows connected people, like people that work in...
Ron's driven him. For everyone. I don't FaceTime.
I've heard stories that I would be scared to repeat.
For real?
Yeah.
Ron. Hey, hang on a second. Hey, you there?
Yep.
Hey, I'm on Two Bears with Tom.
Okay.
Hey, I just want you to like, because I'm gonna ask you a question. Feel free to answer this. We can edit whatever you want out, but I'm curious. Tom says that Puffy is a real gangster. Not at all. Really?
Not at all. No.
Okay.
No, and I can tell you some shit off air. No.
Oh.
Are you guys taping?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I said we'll edit this out if you need me to.
You're going to have to edit out if I say what I'm going to say.
Say what you're going to say and we'll edit it out.
And I got that from...
Can I tell you something?
Bullshit.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah.
If we aired this, Ron would be dead.
I'm not worried about that. Whoever gonna come for me, gonna come for me.
That's good philosophy.
I stay with my tool on me all the time.
Yeah, we stay strapped, Tom.
Okay.
Ron and I always stay strapped.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to check in with you.
Yeah. Did you all hear about what happened to Offset last night?
Yes.
It was Takeoff.
Takeoff, Offset, whatever. You're a fucking millionaire. What are you doing shooting dice somewhere at 2 a.m. in the morning? Stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I got a little emotional because I don't think it's fair to lose a dude that young.
Why? If he's putting himself in that position.
Yeah, we have different takes, me and you.
For RJ?
What's that?
Yeah.
What are you getting?
No, I'm picking up some filters for your generator on your bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you wanna throw our way that's in the news that's maybe topic worthy? Hey Ron. Can I tell you what Tom got me for my birthday?
Yeah. What did he get you?
It's a teacup that used to be owned by Adolf Hitler.
Why would he buy you a teacup that was previously owned by Adolf Hitler?
Well, it's one of those
guys in Napa. I'm talking to my client. You know who?
Wait, hold on. Who are you talking to?
Tom Segura. Two comedians. Okay, then you know their podcast, Two Bears, One Cave. I'm talking to Tom and Bert right now. Yeah, Bert is my client. And the two dudes sitting here in Napa shook their head at the same thing. Why the fuck would Tom get you a teacup that was formerly owned by Adolf Hitler? That makes no sense. That makes no sense. But hey, you bought him a fucking race car for his birthday. He buys you a teacup?
Don't tell him about that, too.
He also got me a statue that I'm pretty sure you're going to say is in blackface.
Would you say, big guy?
You'll see it. I'll take it. I'll bring the teacup on tour with us. You can use it.
Hey, Ron.
No,
Ron.
That's what I'm not gonna do. What's up, Tom?
Man, hey, watch your back for Diddy's goons, man. Watch your back.
I'm not worried about that, nigga. I was born and raised in South Central LA.
All right, okay.
That's my bus driver.
I'm not worried about that at all.
All right, Ron, we're going to finish up the podcast, and then I'm drinking for the first time in 31 days.
Oh, wow, you're going to get shit-faced today. Yep. I'll see you next Wednesday in Billings.
All right, I'll see you, Ron.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
I love that, by the way, that's your expert to tap into on this story.
By the way, can we play his answer, but bleep out every word in there? Because that, you know, that's his answer for everything.
That's
part of the reason I love Ron.
That is such a problem to air that. Do you know that?
Yeah, don't air it. Don't air
There's
it.
There's a 0% chance we're airing that.
Yeah. So yeah. Diddy, I think I talk shit about Diddy once.
I still can't believe that that's.
So then who are the biggest gangsters in hip hop? It's not Will Smith, right?
Fuck no.
Okay. Is Diddy? I don't think Big Boy is like a gangster.
No, I don't think so either.
Like he's just like the Southern hip hop dudes are more pimps. Like they're more like cool, smooth dudes.
I mean, I wouldn't fuck with Birdman.
I would not fuck with Birdman.
MC Hammer.
I heard that too. Wait, where did you hear that?
It's talked about quite a bit.
For real?
Yes, he has like all of Oakland behind him.
I heard that you don't fuck around with MC Hammer.
Just like you don't disrespect that guy. Like, here's the thing, that city is like, yeah, you know, he's the dance dude and all that, but we will fuck you up for him.
Really?
Yes.
I think
I'm well known.
Hey, will you see if I ever did a TV show? I think I met MC Hammer. I liked him a lot. I think.
I'm trying to think if I should call somebody about Puff.
No. Do you remember Third Base used to fuck around with MC Hammer?
Oh, yeah.
Third Base, what was MC Search?
Yeah, Search, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I just got onto a deep dive on Search. He was on a podcast maybe, or maybe he has a podcast.
I think he has one.
It's a great podcast. I was listening to it. I used to love Third Base, man.
That he was at my college graduation?
No.
At my little ass school?
To perform?
No. It was the weirdest thing. It was like, I think I've told this story before. It was so strange where, even though I went to a really small school,
I just realized there's going to be moments where people go, hey, man, I saw Tom give you Hitler's cup. It's the new Kool-Aid. You put Kool-Aid in Hitler's cup?
You got to bring it on stage. I'm sitting there, and, you know, even though it was a small school, I didn't know everybody I went to school with. It's not that fucking small.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting next to some girl that I've never spoken to in my 4 years of college. And she's this little Puerto Rican girl. And as I'm sitting there, I just look up in the stands at the people. You know, you can just see some faces. And I was like, huh. I go, that guy looks like MC Search. And then she goes, that is MC Search. And I go, how do you know? She goes, he's here for me. And I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah, he's married to my cousin. That's my cousin right there. And I'm like, Search is at our graduation. She was like, yes. And I was like, no shit. And then we got up, we took a picture, we did the gas face with him. So like a whole group of us.
I used to love, there's a lot of rappers cool. I love that
he's got great stories.
He has great stories.
His
podcast. What's his podcast? Pull up his podcast. By the way, open invite to MC Search if he ever wants to
Fuck
be on
yes, dude.
Your mom's house or on Bertcast.
That'd be awesome.
Or if he wants to be a guest bear, I'd love
it. The Search Says podcast.
Search Says. He's Jewish. He's Jewish.
Oh, he's not going to like that.
Oh, we just lost MC Search.
Shit.
Someone get MC Search on the phone. I wonder if we could get MC Search on the phone. Let's do 5 degrees of separation. Who do we know that knows MC Search?
Well, probably Primo. Primo knows everybody.
Primo knows everyone.
Yeah.
You still taking him out with you?
We just talked yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
You take him to...
Should I call him about Puff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think Cypher Sounds would know? Call Primo about Puff. By the way, do you think Puff is watching this?
Oh, wait. No, he's the one to call.
Who? Cypher?
Yeah.
He knows everything.
He knows everything.
You know Cypher to call him?
Yeah.
I know Cypher to call him, but I don't have his number. I mean, maybe I do.
Okay. Hello? Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
How you doing? You got a second?
Yeah.
Hey, we're doing a podcast right now. We're doing 2 Bears, 1 Cave.
Yeah.
And I'm having a conversation about something that I wanted. You know everything about hip hop and people. So, and by the way, I'm loving your Instagram takes, what you're doing lately. It's fantastic.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
It's really funny. Okay. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Is Puff somebody you want to fuck with in this world?
What do you mean?
Like, is Puff somebody who is capable?
Is he a gangster?
Is like,
hey, it's Bert.
It's Bert and me.
Yeah. Hey, Bert.
Hey, what's up, Sop? How you doing, buddy?
Wait, is Puff, okay, go ahead, say it again.
Is Puff gangster? Is Puff like somebody?
We tell him that we saw the
Puff,
fight.
Like as in Puff Daddy.
Yes.
Yeah. P. Diddy.
Diddy, yeah. Sean okay, Diddy Combs.
Is he gangster?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like, do you want to fight, like fight him?
I don't mean like, hey, let's get into a boxing match. I just mean like there are people in this world that are known.
Like MC Hammer.
Like, you know, yeah, like, you know, like we wouldn't fuck with a Birdman or like, you know, there's people who are like, oh yeah, you don't want to fuck with that guy. And
okay.
he's capable of having things done to you that.
Yes.
And I'm saying, is Puff one of those guys or not?
Yes, absolutely. But it's not worn on his sleeve like some other gangsters in hip hop.
Exactly.
He's obviously an entrepreneur and a businessman. But there's goons though. There are goons.
Yes, this is my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my point. My point.
Yeah.
Without, I was trying to let you say it first. Is that it is known? It is known in this world that you don't fuck with Puff.
The way you're saying it though makes it like you're making it sound more gangster.
Okay
mafia okay, go Sopranos.
Okay,
right. You don't fuck with Tony Soprano, but before you even get to Tony, there's a lot of other guys,
right?
Now, if some chance you do get to Tony, he can hold his own.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the reputation of like, yo, don't fuck with him like on some street shit.
Exactly. But it is known, like, especially in New York, that the guy has a lot of people around.
Okay, it's the wording. You know hip hop and comedy. This is where the wording is important.
Okay.
I love this.
It's not that you don't fuck with Puff. It's more like you can't fuck with Puff.
Okay.
Whoa. Give me the phone.
That sounds even better.
Wait.
Like you're incapable of fucking with Puff.
Right. You can't fuck with him.
Like, did he see the fight scene with the power guy?
Did you see that thing last night? The him with the dude with that actor on the street?
No.
You didn't see that?
No, what happened?
Well, it's a whole range of emotions where basically there's this actor from Power, and Puff goes up to him, and you know he's in that full Joker uniform, like a costume?
Yeah.
And he's like, he's going up to him, he's saying shit, and you could tell that the actor is like, you know, he's uncomfortable because somebody's all up in his face and he's like, who is it? It's Michael J. Ferguson. And that dude doesn't know. He doesn't know that it's Diddy. And so, at one point, there's cameras rolling. There's all these people around. That dude goes, I think you're a fucking pussy. Like, pussy-ass bitch.
Said, the guy said it to the Joker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Diddy stays in character. He laughs. He kind of, and then all of a sudden, he switches. Like, he backs up. He's like, well, he starts talking all this wild shit. Come on then, bitch. I'll fuck you up. Get over here. I'll bust your shit. And like, his voice, he stops being the Joker and starts right. saying it as Diddy. And
yes.
you could feel all this like kind of energy shift in that moment. Yes. And then the guy starts looking at him because he could start to like put together. He's like, is that Diddy? Like he's, you know, he hears the voice.
Yes.
And then he's like, don't, like, you know, Diddy's like, don't fuck with my energy, like my Halloween energy right now, man.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, okay. All right. And then Diddy's like, I'm out here with love, motherfucker. I'll bust your shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that video. Okay. In that explanation, that scenario, I would not fuck with Puff. Like, it would go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would go down. Yeah. Like, yeah. if you're face to face and it's about, like, it's happening, like, yelling back and forth, maybe some shoving, it would happen. Like, he's, I don't know if he's trained in jujitsu, but he can fight.
But my other point of this, when I was talking about gang, like, all this shit, is that if, what I was more leaning towards was if you fucked with Puffy's interests, his something that is of value to him, if you're fucking yes. with his world, fucking with his money, it's not gonna go, it's not like that's fine, that's just gonna slide no. by.
Oh no 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 no! It'll get ruthless.
Okay, that's this so is my point.
Now not Suge Knight level of like straight gangsterism.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Suge Knight is like your family's home might get shot up.
Yeah.
You know, that type of guy. That's not Puff.
Right.
But it will not go well. Yeah. It will not go well.
Okay. You have a question, Sif, yeah. for Sif?
I just want to tell him hi. He's, okay. Hey, but he's, can I?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Hey, buddy. I saw you on stage the other night on Instagram. I was on the bus and I was watching you. You're fucking killing it, man.
Oh, man. Thank you, man.
I think it was a crowd work thing you were doing. It was on your Instagram, and it was fucking hilarious, man. You fucking, man. And I love the stuff you're doing too. Right now, no, dude, hardcore.
Thank you so much, bro.
Yeah, I have another thing. I'll get your number from Tom. I'm gonna text you, but dude, congrats, you're killing it, man. Thank you for answering the phone.
Thank you. Bro, hey, listen, I swear to God, I was trying to make it to your special. I was gonna, cause there was. Remember, Tom asked me to DJ your show, but then you got some other girl to do it.
Yeah.
So I was gonna see if I could do your special, but I got a show that day with Mo, so I couldn't do it. But I love you, bro, man. Anytime you ever need me.
Well, I may need you when my birthday gift gets revealed to the internet. As a person of color, how do you feel about a guy getting Hitler's teacup as a birthday present?
A guy getting hit with what?
Tom bought me a Hitler's teacup. All right, I'll take that as a pass.
I can't.
Yeah. When you got friends like Tom, you don't need enemies. It was good talking to you, brother. I'm going to get your number from Tom and give you a text, okay?
All right, perfect.
All right, take care.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Sif. Later, buddy.
Who would have ever thought that guy could be as funny as he is?
Him?
Like that's like two skill sets.
Two totally different skill sets, yeah.
And he's so
funny. I think because he was always funny. But he's the prime example of a guy who sometimes there's people funny in life and also on a mic, right? Because, you know, it is a thing when you're like on a mic, like meaning like as a DJ working at a radio station. And there's a guy who's funny and you go, this isn't the same as being funny on stage.
Yeah.
But you are funny.
Yeah.
A lot of those people just never, first of all, never try, right? They just go like, no, I'm comfortable being funny in this arena.
Yeah.
Some of them try and they just don't have it. And he's one of those guys who is funny, just is capable of doing it all. So he can be funny hosting the radio show. He's funny as shit on Instagram. Even I'm saying videos that he makes.
His crowd work shit's tight. Legit comic tight. And I say legit comic because as a guy that started in like and we've seen it. Like, I mean, T.I. is doing stand up now.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard. I don't obviously know disrespect meant to T.I., but it's difficult to be the greatest in your field at something and then go in and try to find.
I'm just laughing still about Ron. I'm sorry. I just can't. Ron. I cannot believe. Do you know what would happen if that fucking.
Well, you know he has.
I know he has philosophies and opinions that he shares.
It might be that East Coast, West Coast beef still.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But it's interesting because, you know, you think T.I. would immediately just excel in stand-up because he's such a great, he's so good with words, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's finding the humility to be the guy that goes up to people when you're past. What is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's thunder.
Is it thunder?
Yeah.
You know, I get kind of fucking scared of lightning.
Jesus.
You know, I'm scared of lightning.
You are?
Yeah.
This is not the city for you. That's real.
I'm definitely drinking today.
Just because of the lightning?
Dude, I had a panic attack in New York one time.
Yeah.
I was sitting in my thing and I was like on the sixth floor.
Yeah.
And it's just a window and then the world.
Yeah.
And I thought, why wouldn't I get struck by lightning? I have a huge fire escape outside my window. Why wouldn't lightning just jump into my house and hit me? I was thinking about that last night. It's so crazy. I was thinking I would rather get struck by lightning in my sleep and not know it. Just shit the bed and fucking piss all over the place. All my jewelry melts into me. And people go, what happened? What happened? You ever hear those stories of those women? They're like, yeah, they just spontaneously combusted.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just have that happen.
Do you want to at least make a statement that you condemn the Nazis?
Why? Yeah. Wait, I was given the gift.
I know, I'm just saying. As the...
I'm going to have to do a fucking public video of destroying this. Is it steel? It's a steel teacup. I have to melt this down.
But at least
it's
say...
a steel
say
teacup.
Say that they were wrong. Like, say that you don't support
them. I do not support the Nazis. I do not support the Nazis. I do not support Nazis. I do not... I'm not a fan of Hitler's. Anything he did. I know it's problematic with my last name being Kreischer, but I am not a fan of Hitler. I do appreciate a good present. And I'll do my best to... What's the matter?
I'm just applauding at the end of your statement.
Oh, then let's get it clean. I do not support Hitler or the Nazis. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Good. I think it's important that it's out there.
Yeah. Well, you're the one that gave him $22,000.
I know. Fucking cash.
Think about how many fucking face tattoos that's going to pay for.
Oof.
And firearms.
Yeah.
You're funding Nazi regimes.
Yeah.
This fucking thunder's freaking me out. Hey, are we going straight to Joe's? We hanging out doing reads and then slow rolling our way over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a day.
What a day. It's been an interesting, this has been a bizarre fucking episode. I want to get Leanne on the phone.
That she's not answering. Dude, the fucking statue's rad.
The statue's fucking badass.
And to have a piece of history right next to it, that's fucking
Leanne's
cool, too.
Leanne's with a contractor. I guess she's buying another fucking house.
Jesus Christ.
It was pointed out to me that I don't know anything about business. I don't know anything about finances. And I don't know anything about our money. And so... So I started keeping a journal of how much money I'm making.
Yeah.
Like I started keeping a journal so that I could like try to.
Yeah.
It's not going well. My math's horrible. But it never adds up. And then I'm like, that seems odd. No, that seems more. And then so Leanne said to me, I'm going to put this to you this way. I'd rather invest in property and get a 10% return on our money than a five, whatever the bank gives you is a fucking 5% return or whatever.
Okay.
And she's like, trust me, property is where you want to be. And then I saw Dave Ramsey. I don't know who that is, but some guy, Dave Ramsey, was like, you need to invest in houses. Just because the interest rate's going up doesn't mean you can't lower it and it drops again. And if it keep going up, then you got a great interest rate. So then Leanne's like, that's all the stuff Leanne's into.
Real estate.
I guess. She keeps saying, I want to be a mogul. Here's my thing.
She keeps saying that?
She keeps saying, I want to be a mogul. I want to be a real estate mogul. Like my hero Donald Trump. She says that all the time.
Yeah.
She She, oh fuck, that's a great present for you. Just a golf trip with Donald Trump. The she, me and you are the ones that are going to make us moguls, though.
That would be fucking unbelievable if he's like, how you doing, Tom?
Tom, big fan. I guess me and you are riding this cart. Bert and OJ will be in that cart.
Your friend.
Wait, did you just miss
friend
that?
Bart. What did you say?
You go, me and you are riding this cart. Bert and OJ will be in that cart.
Did you bring the teacup?
Juice. Yeah,
teacup's here.
You should go play golf with Donald Trump.
I bet you he would accept that teacup.
During
history. It's history.
Wait, are you doing your Donald Trump?
Yeah, he's like, what am I going to get away with? Like, no history? He's a bad guy. Bad. Real bad. But it's still history.
I have a legit collection going on now.
Of Nazi
stuff I'm not supposed to have.
What's your legit?
I have a legit. I'll tell you off air. I'll tell you off air.
Dude, you cannot dispose of that.
I'm going to have to. There's no way. There's no way. Because here's what's going to happen, right? Okay? This will end. Some people are going to be outraged. Very outraged. And then that'll blow over. And then a year from now, Snoop Dogg's going to be at my new podcast studio. And he's going to go, shit, I wouldn't mind a cup of tea out of nowhere. And then everyone's going to go, Bert held on to Hitler's cup. That's so crazy. I'm going to melt it down into a Jewish cross.
Star David?
Star David, I mean.
Okay.
Star David. Sorry, Nadav.
Nadav.
Yes.
What do you think he should do? You think he should destroy it?
I feel like the biggest thing would be to, you know, take his power and reclaim it as your own. Like, if you drank coffee out of it every morning, you win.
Yeah.
And the Nazis lose.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great idea. I think maybe if I can just become big enough where people go, this is Bert Kreischer's cup. Oh, it was also Hitler's.
I mean, at least donate it to a museum.
What do they want Hitler's teacup for?
Well, it's just history, man.
It's a weird thing in history. It's like, oh, this is Bert's nail clipper. Here's the issue. So like when we were in Italy doing Trip Flip, there was a guy that was there with us, and he was a gay dude, and we pulled up on the street and they had Nazi memorabilia. And I was fascinated. They had legit Nazi memorabilia. And I was like, whoa.
In like a rural area?
On a street, like over by these waterfalls that we were going to
build. What part of Italy?
I can tell you if I look on my map, but like probably around the middle of it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's by a waterfall.
Oh,
and so
good.
So I said to them.
But not by a big city, I'm saying.
Or... No, it was. We were driving to go to waterfall, and okay. It was literally on folding tables on the side of the road. And where people pull in to, like, you know, take a piss break, and they had full-blown Nazi memorabilia. And this guy I worked with, or this guy that was with us, bought a bunch of it. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, it's Nazi memorabilia. And he's like, I'm gay. I can get away with it. And I was like, I don't think that matters. And he goes, no, Hitler killed gay men. I can buy Nazi memorabilia. And he bought a ton of it. And I was like, as fascinated as I was, I wasn't going to buy any Nazi memorabilia. And now I feel so good that I didn't.
And now you got it without having to buy it.
Yeah, I didn't even have to buy it.
And you got the top tier stuff.
And I got stuff that people don't even know until it's too late when I go, Moshe, do you enjoy that tea?
God. Leanne can't just answer once.
No, she's with the contractor.
Well, what are they doing?
And
make it out?
I'm not, this isn't the kind of present you go interrupt someone to tell them about. Where I go, hey, she goes, I'm with the contractor. Do you need something? I go,
yes.
Yeah, I want to show you Hitler's teacup. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It is such a fucking, it's such a hilarious gift to give someone a gift they cannot be excited to accept. they're like, oh.
I mean, you do like history.
I do like history.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something crazy? I got really bummed when I went to Russia. Have you ever told you about going to Russia? I went to Russia when I was 22.
Oh my God.
I got really bummed that they had torn down all the Lenin and Stalin statues.
You got bummed?
Yeah, because I wanted to see them.
Yeah.
I wanted to see some, because I had this idea of Russia, of the Soviet Union. As a kid, it was ingrained in me about what it would be like when I went there. and to be inundated with this cult of personality, which was your propaganda. That propaganda, as crazy as it sounds, Russian propaganda was so sexy. Like, it looked sexy. There's something like fucking kind of, pull up Russian propaganda. It just looks cool, in my opinion. That art of, like, that state presented art with, you will work hard, you will support Mother Russia, you know? And yeah, it just looks bad. And so I wanted to see one of these statues of Stalin or Lenin. And that's Lenin. Do you know Lenin was a redhead?
No.
Yeah. And he had a, Stalin had a baby arm.
You know, I know he had that. Yeah. And they would, you know, they would paint it differently when they did, like, or sometimes they'd even manipulate photographs.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but I didn't see any, oh, they had torn down all the statues. And I was like, that fucking sucks. I was really kind of bummed because I was like, not one statue, not one fucking statue stands where you can go see it and go, so that's what the USSR looked like. And,
yeah.
And now, I mean, I bet they wish they had the statues back up. Maybe. But hold on, what was I going to say to you about fuck. God damn it. Oh.
Okay.
Did you know Morgan Freeman has a baby arm?
Well, yeah, I mean, his is a little different though.
But you heard of this?
Well, yeah, so what happened was few years ago he was in a car accident and it like completely, he almost had like lost the arm. Oh. And so now he has no use of that arm. Oh. So that's why if you pay attention when you're watching films, the way that it's cut, they never really give it away. His hand will just
crazy.
Like,
one of my biggest fears was having a baby arm. Yeah. And now one arm is.
His isn't really a baby arm. It's just non-functioning.
Like my right arm is big, definitely bigger than my left arm. Yeah. It doesn't bother me at all.
That's not what he's going through.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, his is like.
Is that really fucking thunder and lightning?
Yeah. Hold your statue next to you so we can take a. I want to see what it looks like. Yeah, dude. That's pretty great.
Should I have him drinking tea?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for my birthday present.
You're welcome.
Can't wait to bring it to Rogan and have him take a sip.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
50 is, that's 50 spins around the 50s, sun, man.
50's insane. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I have a bottle of whiskey that was bottled in the year I was born that I'm going to open up.
Awesome.
I don't know if it's any good, but I'm going to open it up and taste it for my birthday. I'll tell you what, out of all the 50 years, these last probably 10 have been the funnest.
Really great years.
God, man.
Well, look, I'm honestly, I love you. I think you're a great guy, great friend, hilarious comedian. I'm happy for all your success. I saw the teaser for your movie. I'm excited for what this next year will hold for you. But I love you, and I can tell you that getting this made for you was I was super excited about it. But getting you a piece of history that I know you'll cherish forever also was very exciting for me. And, you know, you think about all the decisions that were made while sipping that, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that you get to touch history that other people just learn about, you know? Happy birthday.
I love it.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.